Okay. Yeah, just give us a little space here, okay? Yeah. Yep. Just a little bit there. All right. You know, great to work with the Saints. You know, great organization. Have a lot of respect for, you know, the ownership with Mr. Benson and of course, Sean and Joe and his staff and players. You know, we had a really good practice out there in terms of working with them and just getting better. You know, a lot of things that we need to improve on. They're a really good football team. They do a good job. You know, it's kind of a heavy heart today with, you know, going to Garrett Reed's services and seeing Andy, the Saints, Mr. Benson, were generous enough to let me go down with them on their plane down there this morning. So I'm glad I had an opportunity to be there and see, you know, Andy and his family and the Eagle organization. We have a lot of respect for them and what they do as well. So they're, you know, they're great friends. And Andy's, you know, my heart goes out to him as our team does, the Eagles. So, you know, we'll take a look at things tonight and, you know, we have some situations and other things to build on tomorrow. But, you know, instead of just playing one game against a team like this, we, you know, really get 3 good days of work against them. So we'll try to take advantage of that and help ourselves get better.
I feel good energy out there, Bill, as far as, you know, seeing something different.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we got a lot of good new looks and we need them and we'll learn from them. And it'll make us a better football team, so it was a good day today.
Coach, last time y'all scrimmaged practice together, Coach Sean Payton was here. You two of the best NFL coaches on the field. What do you make of him not being here this time around?
Well, I miss Sean not being here, and you know, I think the world of Sean. He's you know, of a great friend, and I look forward to seeing him back out here soon.
How challenging do you think it is, Bill, for a team to have to go through a season without an NFL?
Yeah, right now I'm really just focused on coaching our football team. That's really what I'm concerned about.
Bill, have you been pleased with the energy your team has shown throughout camp? And Devin was saying, you know, yeah, you get a little extra amped up for today, but that he felt the consistency thus far in camp has been good energy also.
No, I think the players have worked hard. They came back in good condition, and they've competed well through camp. Again, we got a long way to go. We got a lot of work to do, so we'll see how it all plays out. But you know, they're trying, and we have a good competitive group, so they've pushed each other.
Bill, how good is it to have Tom in practice pretty much every day and then follow it up with facing Drew Brees in a situation like that? How much does your defense get out of that?
Yeah, no question. Our defense gets challenged every day in practice, and you know, look what New Orleans did last year, and they have 10 of those 11 players back, you know, setting NFL records in yard passing yardage, and Drew a completion percentage and all that. You know, top scoring offense in the league, move the ball, so it's a big challenge playing against that group. And they're different. They do different things than what we do. And they're very good at it. So it's good for our defense to, you know, to see the best and compete against the best.
Obviously, you see a lot on film, though, afterwards. But what kind of things are you looking around for and looking at and trying to concentrate with so much going on out there?
Well, ultimately, we're trying to evaluate our players and we're trying to evaluate our team. So there's things that individually the players need, the coaches need, just in terms of getting into a coaching routine, you know, calling plays, making adjustments, you know, seeing an opponent, making corrections to what they do. So we all have things individually to work on, and then collectively as a team, we have to pull things together and you know, do a better job of coaching areas that we're not executing as well in as what we want to do.
Is it a good test, Bill, to get against a team that's already played one preseason game, so they've already had that live, that full speed mode?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, you know, we can't worry too much about the other team. The Saints are here. They're a good team. They're playing well, and they do a lot of things well, so we'll just compete against them, you know, whatever they've been doing.
Bill, can you talk about Sterling Moore, his progression this year?
Sterling, you know, like a couple other players on our team that got here or that came to us in midseason, has had the benefit, and including all the rookies last year, has had the benefit of a full off season and a full training camp with that off season to prep to go into it. So I think that Sterling and all of our second year players this year are a lot better prepared than what they were last year. And so I think that's helped them. You can see it in their play, their confidence, and their overall execution.
Coach Vic sort of has this analogy called your organization like the Microsoft of the NFL. Like, when you hear that kind of compliment from an organization that's already, you know, pretty good, like, how do you respond to that, you know, as far as you guys setting precedent for the organization?
Well, we just try to go out and work hard and get better every day. And we know that there are a lot of other great organizations and teams and players and coaches out there. So, you know, it's a good challenge every week. And certainly the Saints are, you know, one of the top teams in professional football. They're, as I said, they're well coached. They have great talent, good players, good scheme. They win a lot of games. played against them 2 years ago, practiced against them 2 years ago in their championship season. So there isn't any team really that we have more respect for than the Saints from top to bottom. They do a great job all the way around.
Well, Curtis Martin said on Saturday night that he got through his career without having a whole lot of passion for the game. He really didn't love football. How many guys have you ever encountered in your career who were able to get through a career even close to that successfully? They didn't really truly love it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one. I have to think about that one for a while. I don't know. I couldn't give you a number. Okay, thanks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.